237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, we've had so much snow all over the whole country. It's not just been the Northeast this year, it's been the entire country. And I was talking with CN from Wild Delight, and we decided we'd talk a little bit today about the birds and how this deep snow is affecting the birds so that you can help them. Because they're really having a tough time right now. I know most of you that listen to a program have snow, and it ranges anywhere from a foot to 2 feet, 3 feet, and even 4 feet in places. And it's like one storm after another. You know, 6 inches here, a foot here, or even more. And our feathered friends are really having a tough time. So CN thought she'd join us this morning and tell you what to do that would really help your birds. CN, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm well. I really am well. And the last storm that Maine got was, southern coastal area had a lot of rain. Massachusetts had rain. But you go inland a little ways, Bangor, they got heavy, heavy snow. So it's a nonstop parade of storms this year. What should we do that would help our birds?
I mean, it has been such a crazy winter. I mean, even birds who are flying south aren't really getting away from the cold when you look at all the ice and snow that they got in the land of Georgia. Our poor birds are under a great deal of stress. I mean, winter is hard on us. Can you imagine what it's on them? I mean, at least we have the benefits of putting on jackets and gloves or just going inside and sitting by the fire. But our poor birds, they're stuck outside. I mean, many birds, they have their winter feathers, which are thicker, and birds do shiver to keep warm. But we can help them out by doing a couple of things. You could provide them with some sort of shelter. Now, the best kind of shelter is evergreens, you know, where a bird, they provide a great windbreak, you know, they provide, you know, shelter from falling snow, you know, and any of the bushes that keep their leaves all year round, you know, especially your pine trees and stuff. I've had people go out, put their old Christmas trees out, you know, and that can provide a great shelter. You do that. Okay, yeah. That is great.
I found, CN, that putting the old Christmas tree has really helped. And I try and put it, you know, fairly close to my bird feeder. And the other thing that I found, too, CN, if you put it there, the birds have a place to land and they can look around for the neighbor's cat before they go onto the bird feeder so they're not surprised.
Right. There's many benefits to something as simple as that. You know, after Christmas, you're done with your tree. You know, instead of just throwing it out, let it serve a second purpose. You know, I mean, I know somebody that has actually gone around and collected some of my neighbor's trees and brought them into the backyard to create a nice wall of pine tree, you know, so there's a great shelter. I mean, many people leave their nesting boxes out. You know, some birds will use that. You could also look in putting out some roosting boxes. And what makes them different from nesting boxes is the roosting boxes, the entrance is at the bottom of the box. Because we all know heat rises. So the birds go in the bottom and they go up into the box.
Oh.
That can provide a shelter. I mean, birds want to get out of the cold as best as they can. I had somebody tell me they accidentally left their garage door open, and when they went to go and close it, birds flitted out because birds had gone into the garage.
Just for shelter during the stormy weather.
Just to get out of the wind, or if it's really snowing bad, just, you know, they need a little break too.
Right.
But we should make sure that they get plenty of food so they have the energy to keep that metabolism up to keep warm through this winter. I mean,
What is the best type of food that we can use now for birds?
It's definitely got to be the sunflower. Sunflower is so high in fat. And, you know, some people debate whether to use black oil or to use stripes. They're pretty comparable in their oil content. It's just that black oil, the seed density, the shell, is a lot thinner, so it's a lot easier for most birds to crack open, whereas the stripes has a thicker shell, so your bigger birds, like your blue jays and stuff, can handle that kind of shell, whereas the smaller birds would have difficulty. Then, of course, any type of nut meat. We all know nuts, like peanuts and stuff, are high in fat. Here we go. We've got to get that fat content up. And then, of course, the best way is just to put fat out. Suet. Lots and lots of suet. That is a high-energy food for them to keep their metabolism revved.
Now, Wild to Like makes a lot of different blends. And if people use the same blend with lots of sunflower, would adding a different kind of a blend or mixing or changing something at this time of the year that would have fruit, nuts, and berries in it, would that help the birds even more?
Well, that will help some of the birds that are your fruit-eating birds. Your cardinals love fruit, so we make a cardinal mix that we throw in raisins and cherries. I mean, of course, fruit is always a benefit, but you want to stay away from, I stay away from white millet. I don't use red milo. I don't use cracked corn. I stick with that sunflower base. And Wild Delight, that is the basis their mixes, is that sunflower, which is that high-energy fat food that these birds really need.
Okay. Now, if we talk a little bit about suet. How important is it to put suet out with the bird food?
It's very important. I feed suet year-round. I mean, some people, they don't like to feed suet in the summertime because they think it rips and makes a mess all over the place. But if you use a good U.S.-grade rendered beef fat like we do at Wild Delight, it's not going to have that. And your woodpeckers, your chickadees, your nuthatches, I have a suet log that I pack with the suet, and they're just all over it. I've got several pairs of downy, I've got a pair of hares, and I've got my red belly. He comes in there all the time and just loves that suet. Like I said, the birds need to eat their weight in food every day, and the higher fat, the higher energy food that we can provide them will help get them through these cold winter months. Because research has shown that birds get about 25% of their food from human sources. In the wintertime, that 25% becomes very, very important because they can't forage. There's snow all over the place. They can't get to the ground. I mean, I will actually shovel areas underneath my feeders and, of course, around my bird bath so I can get to it to put fresh water in it so that the ground feeders can forage on the ground because that is their nature to do so. Now, this year, juncos, or, you know, your snowbirds, are being seen on the feeders themselves. And that is unusual because they are traditionally ground feeders. See,
yeah,
birds are adaptable.
And this year we've had, it's like almost two storms a week in the Northeast. I mean, we've had so much snow, and a lot of the snow that's fallen has stuck to the plants themselves. So if you have a plant like holly and alder that does have berries that the birds are looking for, the plant's all covered with snow, so they are having a tough time.
Absolutely. You know, the ice storms that have gone through have actually destroyed a lot of plants just from the sheer weight of it, just crushing it down, and then you throw some snow on top of it. It's been a nightmare for people. Can you imagine for our poor birds?
Yeah, it's really been a tough time. Now, you did mention something that I caught. Birds need water during the winter. Can't they just eat the snow, or will the water really make a difference?
No. You know, eating snow, what happens, even in people, when you eat that snow, your body uses a great deal of energy to melt it and heat it up so you can digest it. Birds can't, you know, sacrifice that kind of energy. They're using that energy just to stay warm. So, no, they don't need, or they won't eat the snow, so they need a water source. I have two heated bird baths, one in by my backyard feeders, one in the front by my front feeders. And it really brings the birds in because everything's frozen. Where are they going to get water?
Exactly. See, and I really appreciate you coming this morning and educating our listeners about the birds, and do what CN tells you. Get some fresh food out there. If you haven't failed your feeder lately, get some food to them and put a bowl of water. It will really help them a great deal, along with suet. Thank you, CN.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at herbalhealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter special now at herbalhealer.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Cianne about the birds, and, you know, with all the snow, if you like feeding the birds, make sure that you do continue to feed them, especially now, and a little bit of water will go a long way. If you have a lot of ground birds, like grackles and like your mourning doves, on the snow and on the ground, cracked corn, they love it. They absolutely love it. So use that and keep the better quality seed in your feeder for the songbirds. But the mourning doves and the grackles, they'll eat corn, and it will help them to get through the winter also. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Roland from Manchester, New Hampshire, who has a question about corn.
Roland, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. That was quite excitement about the birds. I also have two bird baths, and you ought to see the little suckers when they jump inside and take a bath. I've got over about a dozen little sparrows. It's so nice to see them, you know.
It is.
But anyway, what I'm calling for is I've had a garden for over 35 years, and I grew the same thing, tomatoes and green peppers and cucumbers. I'd like to know if I could grow corn this year. I never did that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, just as long. The thing that you have to remember about corn is you can't put a single row. You need to put two or three rows of corn for better pollination, because corn is wind pollinated. You have to remember that, what direction you're going to be planting. Because if you plant the corn in front of your garden and it's going to shade all of your tomatoes, then you're going to run into a problem. Try and place your corn at one end of the garden, and if you can rotate the area like you do your tomatoes, your cucumbers, and your green peppers, your corn crop will do better. Now, corn is a very hungry crop. And I worked with a man from Indiana, and his family had a huge farm. And he told me that they fertilize the cornfield on a monthly basis from the time that they planted. And they had corn that grew up to be 7 to 8 feet tall with great big ears on it. And if they didn't feed them properly, the size of the ear was smaller. There were less kernels on them. But he also said, for the home gardener, you can't just do one row, skip a couple of weeks, do another row, so that they don't all come at the same time. You need to have 2 to 3 rows. 3 rows is better. That way the wind can do it. And what he said is, look in your yard to see what direction the wind is coming. And if you can arrange the corn so that the wind can blow through the rows, you'll have better pollination. The other thing that he said is, if you get into a period when you see the corn making the flower above it, you'll see the corn bloom, and you'll start to see where the bloom opens and the pollen begins to fall, and it will be visible. And what he said for the homeowner to do is, when the flower becomes visible and it begins to break open, if you're mowing near that area, take the lawnmower and make the wind, you know, where the grass blows out of your lawnmower, run the lawnmower on the edge of your garden so that the wind is blowing right down the row. It will shake the plant to allow the tassel, the bloom, to shake, to fall on what will be a corn cob in the future. The other thing that you can do is to get into the routine that when you go into the garden and you see that it's in bloom, just kind of shake the stem of your corn plants with your shoulder, with your hands. Just shake the plant gently. Go right down the row. That will free the pollen, give you better pollination, more kernels. So feed often, plenty of water, and a little bit of shaking will give you more corn.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals. And that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. If we can help you with your garden, don't be shy. Give us a call. Dawn, who's up next?
Well, Paul, up next for me is about 10 hours of wait until game time, which I can't possibly stand. But for you, we have Betsy from Cape Cod, who has a question about wintering.
Well, see, the difference is your team is in the Super Bowl. My team is not, and that makes a big difference. But it's going to be a great game anyways. But whenever you get two of the original core of teams on there, it's going to be a great day. And the commercials, the food, and the beer and everything else, it's going to be a great day. Betsy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good. And yourself, Betsy?
I'm doing just fine. My mom loves the Martha Washington geraniums, and she's been wintering over a couple of plants.
Yes.
What's the best way to take care of them? Because I think some of it is dying back.
Okay. Martha Washington is a very different geranium. And you know what? I'm going to do a story on that just for her, for the newsletter for next week. Martha Washington is a geranium that likes to be grown on the cool side. And most of us will see Martha Washington geraniums available in the nurseries, in the garden centers, around Easter, in the springtime. They look great in May into June, but when the heat of July hits, they go downhill very quickly. So tell your mom this time of the year as much sun as possible and to try and put it in an area where it's going to be cool. So at night especially, she can put it near the window where it's going to be a little bit cooler than being in the middle of the room. I don't want you to give it a draft, but lots of light. And that plant is beginning to grow now. Martha Washington starts to make its buds and become active as the days get longer. And as the days get longer, the blooms will begin to appear. So, if she can put it near a south-facing window, I'd like to have her fertilize that plant with something like Miracle-Gro every couple of weeks. If she wants to use Osmocote, that's even better. She can put that in there, and that way every time she waters, the plant will be fed. But temperature, temperature, temperature. If she has a wood stove, get it out of that room. If she has forced hot air, tell her to try and keep it away from the heating duct. That will make a big difference. And at night, if she can cool it down, it would really make a big, big difference. But begin to feed it more. Water as needed. If she's getting yellow foliage, especially on the lower leaves, she's probably giving it too much. Tell her to pull the plant out of the pot. Look at the root system. The root system should be kind of a creamy white color. And if she sees that it's brown, too wet. To cut back on the water. And usually what I do is I'll grab a hold of the pot by the lip, lift it. Feel the weight of the pot. If it feels heavy, leave it alone. And this time of the year, you cannot say, I'm going to water the plants every single Saturday or Sunday. Because if you have a week, like we just had, with all these snowstorms, it's been cloudy. No sun on the plant. The plant doesn't use as much moisture. So feel the weight, take your index finger, push it in, two knuckles. If it's moist, leave it alone. But if she can cool it down, that would make a big, big difference in the quality of that plant. Great question, and tell your mom to get the newsletter. Go to paulparent.com, top of the page, where it says newsletter. Just click on it, and then put her email address, and we'll do Martha Washington just for her. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Donna from Maine, who has a question about compost.
Donna, good morning. Yes. Welcome to...
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I am just fine. My question is about compost. I have a farm, so I have plenty of compost, natural, beautiful compost, from everything else. But I have just recently switched to a pellet stove, and these pellets are treated with something because the odor is very similar to a pressure-treated wood. And I really am hesitant. I do save the ashes, which are not very many, but I do save them, and I did before put them on the rose bush. But now I'm kind of skeptical. They say it's okay to put them on your veggie garden, but I am not sure whether I want to put those things on my vegetables. And I thought if you don't know, if you haven't looked into it, perhaps you could research it and put it in your newsletter, which I get and enjoy. And I'll go back to the radio now, so I'll get off the telephone. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. That's a real good question, and you did make a very, very good comment for those of you listening. If you're burning wood that's pressure-treated, two things. First thing is, if you have a stove that is not airtight, the gas from the pressure-treated chemical could get in your house, and it could cause a major problem for your entire family living in that house, because the liquid that they use is very, very toxic. Okay? You never want to use that wood ash for a pressure-treated stove in a vegetable garden. Even though most of the liquid that's in the pressure-treated chemical is burnt, some of it will remain. And when you put it in your vegetable garden, some of your vegetables will absorb that product, and it could create a problem for you and your family. So if you want to put it in your lawn, that you're not going to eat, not a problem. If you want to put it in your flower beds, that's not a problem. As long as you don't eat the flowers. So if you're growing edible flowers and you're using it in a salad, you cannot use it in that garden and eat the flowers, because you do run the risk. A couple of years ago, I read an article, and it was a farmer, I forget what state he lived in, but next door was a carpenter, and the carpenter was building decks. And he had a lot of scraps left. He burnt it in the field. He lived on the top of the hill. The rain washed the wood ash down into the corn, into the cow pasture, and it affected the cows. And a lot of them died. So be very careful. And I'll tell you what, Donna, I will do some research for you on pressure treated. But do not use it on anything that you eat. And to be perfectly honest with you, you should not burn any lumber that is a pressure treated. Take it to the landfill, tell the people there, and they will dispose of it properly. But you should not burn it in the house or outside the house because of the gases that it will produce. And if you put it in your garden, there will be a problem down the road. So be very, very careful what you use. Great question, Donna. And again, I'll do some research and try and get some information for you in this week's newsletter. Thank you. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Mike from Dartmouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about peach trees.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question about peach trees. I have about four or five. It's going on their second year. They're real small, but last year, halfway through the season, the leaves started curling and dropping, turning yellow. I was wondering what I can do this spring to prevent that.
Okay. Are you using any sprays on them?
I used orchard spray.
Okay. And did you do it every 2 weeks?
No. Not really.
Okay. If you want to keep the peaches clean, or apples or pears or anything like that, you do need to set up a spraying program, and you have to stick with it. And if you get a year with a lot of rain like we had a couple years ago, 3 years ago, it really is important that you spray after a heavy, heavy rain. And what you need to do is this. On all fruit trees, in early to mid-March, you get a day with temperatures around 40. Go outside, go into the orchard, and what you want to do is to spray them with all-season oil and copper. The all-season oil will kill the eggs on your plant. It will smother the eggs. That will eliminate a lot of problems during the growing season. And copper is a fungicide. And when you apply it in March to the tree along with the oil, it will also smother the spores of diseases, preventing those diseases to become active during the growing season. So you need to do the oil and copper during, I try and do it on my fruit trees in late September, early October, when all the foliage falls from the plant, and then again before the season starts. When the tree is in bloom, no sprays at all. It doesn't matter if it's organic or chemical. You cannot spray your trees when they are in bloom. If you do, the flowers could abort and fall, or you could hurt the pollinating insects, bees and different types of insects that do the pollination of that tree. So when they're in bloom, leave them alone. Don't touch them. Stay away from them. As soon as the flowers fall, then you start a spraying program. And there are organics as well as chemicals that you apply every 2 weeks that will keep your fruit and the foliage from becoming a problem. And we'll be doing a story on that a little bit later on. But if you like the newsletter, go to paulparent.com. This coming week will be information on starting vegetables by seed in the house and Martha Washington geraniums.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just want to remind you, February 11, 12, and 13th, those are the dates to put on your calendar if you live in New England, because those are the days of the State of New Hampshire Orchid Society's Flower Show, Valentine's Day weekend. It's a great show. If you'd like to get some information, go to nhorchids.org. We get all the information, but it's next week on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua. And bring your camera, and if you're an orchid grower, this is the place to go. It's an unbelievable show. You can take pictures before the show starts. If you get there early, before the public gets in, you can bring your camera and they'll let you get in just to take pictures. No questions or anything like that. But it's a great show, and there'll be orchids of all colors. There'll also be talks on how to care, repot, and grow all the different varieties of orchids. So if you want to do something special for Valentine's Day weekend and get rid of the cabin fever, think orchids. Think the Radisson Hotel, Nashua, New Hampshire. Website for information, www.nhorchids.com. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Julie from Waldoboro, Maine, who has a question about asparagus.
Julie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. And first off, I'm sorry to hear about your fall, and I hope you're feeling better soon. We have a couple of asparagus stalks, just a couple, literally, in an overgrown area in our yard. They go to seed every year, and I know that they take a couple of years to, you know, to really establish themselves, and I wondered if there's a way to take advantage of those, if it's possible to clear around them, and would they spread?
Sure.
Yeah.
All of those little green balls, those seeds will make new plants. So that if you can keep under the area, underneath that plant, soft and fluffy, in the fall of the year, when you see that those seeds go from deep, deep green and they're starting to change color and they're starting to turn kind of a reddish color, rather than just cut all the plants and throw them in your compost pile, pull all those little balls off, clean up the bed, sprinkle the little seed heads in your soil, and they will sprout and make brand new plants for the future. That's why an asparagus bed is so productive, if you allow the seeds to fall to the ground and develop brand new plants. Growing asparagus by seed does take 5 years. So let the seed fall, your bed will get thicker, will get fuller, and be a lot more productive. My dad had a beautiful asparagus bed, and what he would do every single spring, he would put chicken manure over the whole bed. You can use cow manure, but any kind of good animal manure or even compost, and he made compost, and he would blend chicken manure with the compost, spread it over the asparagus, and you could almost hear the plants eat that compost and chicken manure fertilizer. They absolutely loved it. Thank you for the concern. It's been a crazy week. As I said earlier, I fell, landed face first on cement, and did break my nose. That's why I sound a little nasal today. Ended up with five stitches from my forehead to the end of the nose. But it is feeling a lot better. And it could have been a lot worse, too. So what are you going to do? I guess it comes with age. But I appreciate your patience, and I thank you for your concern. It will get better. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you to better care and better understand your garden.